Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello guys, welcome back to the Solo Nick podcast for round 18. Another week down. This week will be probably known as the week where we all got our non-playing reserves wrong. Seen so many stories on Twitter and Facebook of people who didn't play Nakora, didn't play Stags, didn't play Murray, didn't play TKO. It's very hard to work out who to play at this time of the year, that's the problem. And you're going to get it wrong, unfortunately, myself included. Definitely got it wrong, but that's all right. We're moving forward, looking towards round 19 coming up. Ended up last week on a 1279, which has moved me back up into the top 1,000, sitting at 968th overall. So jumped up a fair few spots last week, which was good. I think I'll give a few back this week, though. Finished at 1274 as it's currently stand, so almost an identical score to last week, but there's some big scores out there this week. Shout out to Stilesy, he's gone 1400 plus. I've seen a 1500 on Facebook. There's some big scores out there, so I don't think 1274 is going to cut it. I think you need to be in the low 1300s to hold steady, so we'll see how we go. Trades this week were a bit crazy, actually. Traded out SJ and traded in Mitchell Moses. Talk more about that in a second. And to facilitate that trade, I needed a bit of cash. I've got a few spare guys in the second row, so I traded out Cameron Murray and used the jewel of Nakora to get Gutho in. So it actually... I was, like I said, a bit stacked in the second row, but Gutho gives me five slash six options in centre wing. So it leaves me with Mal, Bateman, Luttrell, and then Gutho, Stags, and Nakora. So a few options there with some jewels, that I can make things happen if need be, if injuries strike. For the run home, still got eight trades in the bank. I believe there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 trading periods left, maybe even 6 rounds left. 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25. 7 rounds left. So 8 trades, 7 rounds should be enough to get me home. Like we said, benched Stags and Nakora, benched both of them. Obviously brought Gutho, thought he had a favourable matchup against Manly today, played him. The Eels got absolutely smashed there, but they do have a very nice draw coming up. So I'm hoping that those two trades, Moses and Gutho, will pay dividends more so over the next 5 to 6 weeks as opposed to solely this week. Okay, some of the hits for the boys this week. Luttrell and Teddy both scored well with 95s. Tamalolo, what a beast, 92. He's a lock-in captain every week, I think. Unless, of course, you got Turbo, which most people do, which we'll talk about in a second. Ponga played very well for a 79. Smith with 106, not bad. Payne Haas, 77. Jazz Tavaga, 70. Played him this week, which was good. And Damian Cook has just been updated to 80 today, which is very nice. And then in today's games, Tommy Turbo, 102. Pretty good there in that last game of the week. Some of the bums, Kenny Bromwich, don't know why I played him this week, but I did, and he scored 43. And then Fifita with the Simbin, could only manage 13 points. Today's games were a bit down, obviously, like we said, Gutho, he's only on 35. Jake Turbo got an early shower, only scored 52. Moses and Mao were in the high 50s, probably update to over 60 with a few offloads there for Mao in particular. So that's not too bad, really. Getting a 60 from a centre wing and a halfback, you can't complain about that too much. I mean, SJ, who I sold for him, only scored 52, so not too bad. Some injuries this week. I think it's going to be mostly suspensions that we're going to be looking at, with Fifita and Kakao looking certain to both be suspended for shoulder charges. Fifita in particular played really limited minutes, only sort of came on with about 15 minutes to go in that Sharks versus Warriors game. And if he's going to be out for another couple of weeks, I think it's going to. I think we're all going to have to think long and hard about potentially moving him on. But the problem is, aside from Payne Haas in the front row, there's not really much else doing at the moment. Jake Friend injured his forearm. He's going to be out for a month or so. AJ Brimson injured his hip. Marmalo missed this week due to concussion, but he should be back next week. Sammy Burgess doesn't sound too well with some sort of stint or something in his running to his heart. So hopefully he gets well soon, but not going to be... doesn't look like he's going to be a super coach option for the rest of the year. And Blake Ferguson missed this week due to a knee infection, which is going to mean that he misses the upcoming round 19 match as well. And Parramatta need him back because whilst the debutant scored a good try there chasing through on that grubber, he made a few errors, which would be, you know, good for them to have Fergo back. So just looking at the front row forwards here, if you're looking to replace Fifita, Clemmer's probably the one. I've forgotten about him. Sorry, had him as a more in my mind as a second rower. But Clemmer's available in the second row. Pair Clemmer there with Haas and have a Tapau or a JFH or someone as your cover on the bench. That's probably a trade I'll be making this week, I think, for Fifita to Clemmer, because Clemmer looked very well and scored 77. Looked very good, sorry, and scored 77 and played a lot of minutes. So for Fifita to Clemmer, lock that in for me this week. Right, some of the other scores for the week. First game saw Broncos take on the Dogs. Corey Oates scored very well with an 82 with a couple of tries. We mentioned Katoni Staggs earlier, turned up. Asako turned up as well. Milford can only manage 44 after suffering a HIA in the first half. So not too much doing there. Broncos are starting to find some form. So I don't mind Corey Oates as a bit of a pod play there. And Pangai Jr. had a 73. And he's been playing very well lately as well, so he could potentially be a bit more of a left field option for a Fifita trade or for something like that if you wanted to go down that path. Pangai 73 with a try assist and a bunch of offloads. Good game there from him. Warriors in the Sharks, RTS keeps on impressing with an 87. He's just an absolute beast at the moment. Moylan could only manage 42 in his return, not an option in my opinion. And SJ, like we said earlier, 52 there with that try assist remaining with Nakora. Try assist, line break assist, who a few thought might come back to SJ. But it's remained with Nakora. SJ, 52, solid. Can't complain too much about that. Penrith and the Dragons. Cleary had a really nice game here with an 85, which included a try. Looks to be back. Good to have him back in that halfback position for people. Brent Naden, the rookie, shout out, 102 with a couple of tries and four line breaks. Huge game there. Panthers absolutely pumped the Dragons. Dragons are a bit woeful at the moment, and here's hoping that the Rabbits on Friday night can give them a touch-up and Cookie can get a big score for our teams. The others I wanted to mention in this game, Kikau could only manage a 40. I wouldn't be bringing him in, that's for sure. If you've got him, you're probably going to have to hold him, but I definitely wouldn't be bringing him in. McInnes is going really well, though, an 82. A Cook-Smith or a Cook-McInnes combo, you can't fault either of those two combos at the moment. And JFH had an 89, which included a try assist and a line break assist, but that's a good game there for JFH. He could be another option in your front row. If you do want to get rid of Fifita, if he's out for 2 or 3 weeks. Roosters and Knights, close game until the last 20 where Roosters just piled it on. Luke Keary played really well with 96. Most people in their 5'8" are probably running Ponga and maybe Munster or something like that. But if you want to be a little bit different, Luke Keary's probably worth a look. TKO mentioned him earlier on a lot of people's benches this week or sold altogether, and he managed to get a try with a line break and had a line break assist or so for 81 points. And Clemmer, 77, just keeps on banging him out. No attacking stats there aside from offloads if you want to count those. But 77 points, 522k, get him in, get him in. All right, Canberra and the Dogs. We had Nofa Luma with a 74, very good score there from Nofa. Don't mind him as a centre wing pod either with a try and a couple of line breaks, but at the price, I don't mind him at all. Masters could only manage a 47. He's got to go. Anyone running him in their centre wings you're missing out. You're better off to go for Nofo or one of those guys there as your fourth centre wing. For the Raiders, I don't really have much written down. Bateman did okay with 64 points, but there's no one else really of particular relevance there at this stage of the year, I don't think. Cows and Rabbits. The Rabbits got the chocolate late thanks to a Cameron Murray try assist and then try right at the end, which resulted in him tonning up. Mentioned Taumalolo earlier with a 92, Cookie with an 80. Some really good scores there. The one guy I just wanted to mention here was Braden Burns, who's ended up on 64. Nice score with four offloads. Definitely don't mind him slotting in as your fourth or fifth or sixth centre wing there as well. Back from injury. Was on fire before he got injured, and he's looking like playing well again now that he's back. For the Storm, in their matchup this afternoon against the Titans, again, close game for the first half, but Storm ran away with it. Jerome Hughes and Pappenhausen were just great in this game. Hughes with three try assists and three line break assists, and a line break himself tunned up. Pappenhausen tunned up as well, starting at fullback with Munster getting the day off, and Smithy tunned up as well, thanks to a try, backing up on the inside and a bunch of goals. I've got nothing doing for the Titans. Hopefully Jai Arrow returns this week. He could be another option in your front row or so. Last game of the round, Manly and Para. Entertaining game. Manly got over the top of them 36-24. This game hasn't updated yet, so there's a fair few offloads here, including three for Fanua Blake and three for Ma'u that could update. But Ruben Garrick scored a hat-trick and tunned up. Tommy Turbo was just in everything, and he tunned up also. Nathan Brown managed to cross the stripe with a line break for an 80. DCE managed to try, had a 73. Nice score there. Fanua Blake played the majority of the first half and scored a 66. I'd have him behind Clemmer in that front row rotation, but he's not the worst option by any means. I mentioned Moses, Ma'u, Jake Turbo earlier. Marty Tapau had a 46. I don't think that you can play Tapau in your 17 at the moment. I think if you've got him, like myself, you know, you had him for the buys or whatever reason, he's not a bad third front rower. You can sit him there behind Haas and Clemmer or Haas and Fanua Blake or Haas and JFH, something like that. But I don't think you can play Tapau. Just sit him there. No reason. No reason to trade. Gutho is on 35 currently. He's got three offloads to update, and I reckon he's got a line break that needs to be added as well. So let's hope that he can get to 50 points, and that's really it doing from that game. All right, trades this week. As you know, it's not the time of the year to be looking in to bring cash cows. You're either nuffing or you're getting guns. It looks like Fifita could be gone for a couple of weeks, so I'll be looking to get him out to keep the points rolling there and bring Clemmer in. And unless there's injuries, I probably won't make any other trades. It'll be good to have Munster back so I can get back to having Smith, Munster and Teddy as three of my four reserves. And then I'll run with Jazz Tavaga or Kenny Bromwich or maybe even Staggs or someone like that as my fourth reserve, because it's actually an interesting draw this week in terms of who you're going to play in your centre wing, because Nakora plays early on Thursday in a favourable matchup against the Cowboys, although the Cowboys have been a lot better in recent weeks. Then you've got the likes of Gutho back home at Bankwest against the Warriors on Saturday afternoon. That could be a high-scoring matchup. And then you've got Staggs straight after that playing against the Titans down here on Seabus. So that could be a high-scoring match where Staggs could get across the stripe again. So there's some interesting calls to be made with MPRs again this week. With some of these favourable matchups, you've got the Roosters against the Dogs. Mitchell and Teddy could score a million. So there's an interesting choice to be made there with regards to captain. You know, do you go those boys, especially with Tommy Turbo playing the Storm in Melbourne? You'd probably try and steer away from him. Or do you go Taumalolo straight up, straight on Thursday night, straight Thursday C up against the Sharks? Or do you go Cookie Friday night against the Dragons? Maybe you go Taumalolo VC. And then Damian Cook, straight C against the Dragons on Friday night. I think they'll carve them up. Or do you go Teddy against the Dogs? Teddy could have an absolute field day, presuming he's not rested. But interesting week ahead. Obviously, I think trades are at a minimum for most people, so we're really just trading for suspensions and injuries. Thanks for listening. Good luck. Talk to you next week.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.